And it's the holy month of Ramadan, Muslims rising early to eat a huge meal, then fasting till dusk, breaking that fast with another meal often shared. Well, in Southern California, Muslims are breaking that fast with tacos and sharing it with Latinos. In the Taco Trucks at Every Mosque campaign, partly a pushback to the words of Mexican immigrant and Latinos for Trump founder Marco Gutierrez on MSNBC last September.
My culture is a very dominant culture. And it's imposing and it's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks every corner.
Well, joining us now, the organizers of Taco Trucks at Every Mosque, Rida Hamida, chair of the Cultural and Heritage Commission with the City of Anaheim, California. Hi, Rida.
Hi.
She's joining us from the studios of KUCI in Irvine. While we welcome Ben Vasquez, also an activist and a history teacher at Valley High School in Santa Ana. He joins us from his classroom. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
What did you think when you heard that phrase, there might be taco trucks on every corner?
I thought that was great. I visit taco trucks often. I love it. And I was just worried about him criminalizing or making like taco trucks are a bad thing and Latinos are a bad thing. That was really, it was upsetting.
Well, and not only that, I don't know if I'm wrong about this, but I think people love taco trucks. Rida, where did you come up with the idea as a Muslim to cross-pollinate mosques with taco trucks?
So Ben Vasquez and I, as well as organizers of this movement called Latino Muslim Unity, sat down together and talked about different ways of engaging these two communities. Well, you know, I actually asked Ben, I said, so, you know, for the month of Ramadan, I would really like Latinos to invite Muslims to break fast. What kind of restaurant would you take them to? And it's really important in this movement to understand that not all Muslims are Arabs. So when you know that Muslims are everyday people, they're Asians, they're African Americans, they're Latinas, they're Latinos, it's hard to say that this is the first time that Latinos and Muslims are sharing a meal because we're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, but it may be the first time for some of the people who come to these events. Now, we know you've had a few of them already. You bring these taco trucks to mosques for iftar, the meal in which Muslims break their Ramadan fast at the end of the night. And so what's happened?
So we really wanted to embrace that idea that there was a fear that there would be a taco truck at every corner in this month of Ramadan, and the Muslims really are experiencing a lot of injustice. And so we wanted to embrace the Latino community as well as their culture in this month to really fight that injustice in the most delicious way possible, one halal taco at a time.
Halal, by the way.
Halal actually means permissible in Arabic. So halal is a type of meat that the animal is slaughtered in the name of God without causing any suffering for the animal. And there's no hormones or the animal itself has to be in good health. And it's really a really healthy way of eating.
And Ben, as part of this cultural exchange, was this something that was new to you, learning about the kinds of meat?
It is very new to me, and I was thankful to be part of it and learn about like this meat, and you're enjoying your food in a different way because the thoughtfulness, the understanding of it, of how it comes and how it comes to your table.
Well, and Rida, I know you've had events, one at the Islamic Society of Orange County, more than 1,400 people showed up. You'd served 2,400 tacos. Another was at the Islamic Center of Santa Ana. More than 400 people attended there. Who's coming?
Well, everybody and their mother. It was really beautiful to see a multicultural representation of Muslims as well as our allies, not just Latinos. There was the LGBT community. There were Jews. There were Christians, Catholics that really wanted to share in this solidarity movement. So we didn't just get a gourmet taco truck. We made every effort. Ben and I, actually Ben's the one that found the taco truck, literally at a corner in Santa Ana. And we worked with the taco truck owner and asked him if he would be willing to use halal meat. And he didn't understand what that meant. And we just let him know that means like the way the meat is slaughtered adheres to Islamic law. And he really was open and so happy to serve the Muslim community in this month. And he even said himself, now he wants to purchase halal meat and serve it at the taco truck.
Well, let's hear some sound from your event in Santa Ana. KPCC went, and it shows you're not just sharing food, but you're also able to share culture. You were both on stage and speaking, both Rida and Ben. Let's listen.
How do you say coffee?
Café.
That's kahwa. How do you say God willing?
Ohala.
You say inshallah. What about oil?
I say the.
You say zayt.
So you are having a cultural exchange as well. And Ben, I know you have a saying, la cultura cura. What is that?
That when you're strong in your own culture, it makes you resilient. The culture will cure you. So when you have two minority groups uplifting each other and celebrating the other group, that builds resiliency in between that person and himself and as a community. Because you're saying, look how great these things are. As you're being talked about in a negative way, as you're being trying to be pushed out, you're uplifting and saying, no, you're beautiful the way you are. We're going to celebrate you. And that builds resiliency in people.
Let's listen to Lucy Silva. This is from CBS News. She attended the event in Santa Ana. She's a Latina Muslim, was wearing a hijab, and she was concerned about a rise in hate crimes against Muslims. Let's listen.
Being here and sharing our stories of being immigrants and having to deal with everyday issues about the stereotypes that everybody encounters on a daily basis, and we all have that in common.
And Rida and Ben, a report by the Council on American Islamic Relations, did find a rise in anti-Muslim incidents, 57% in the last year compared with the year prior. Where you both live in Orange County, the Orange County Human Relations Commission also found a rise in hate crimes. Yes, 14% were African American, 10% members of the LGBT community, but 35% were against Muslims, 18% against Latinos. You do have something in common there.
It's really important to raise awareness about our struggles and the injustices that we both experience, but also to get to know one another and to defend one another. So I, being a proud Palestinian Muslim American born in Burbank, California, I'm a proud California girl. It's very hard for a lot of the Trump supporters to hear me say that. It makes them very uncomfortable.
Wait, how do you know that? I mean, do they come to your events?
Well, actually, one of the things that I have experienced personally is quite a few hate incidents. I mean, I've been told to go back to Iraq, which I'm not Iraqi. It's times where I've been driven off the road.
Do you wear a head covering? So
I am a hijabi. Yeah. I wear the hijab. And so last week, there were Trump supporters, and they were actually videotaping me while I was videotaping and speaking to other people. And they had their Trump shirts, and they approached me, and I actually invited them to tacos, and they politely accepted, and they ate our food, and they were quiet. And so eating halal tacos really did combat hate.
Ben, again, you've also felt hate talk, or at the very least, sort of inferring that people of Mexican heritage were going to swamp this country with taco trucks on every corner. What did you feel when you went to these events?
I feel inspired and grateful. It's just humbling to be there with other folks and for them to bring you into your house after you've been depicted as a criminal and a rapist, these people that are coming from from another country, and for people to let us come into their place, and one of the most spiritual times with open arms, and I loved every minute of it.
It's so interesting. You're the child of Mexican immigrants. Rida, you're the child of Palestinian immigrants. Did you ever think you'd intersect?
Not this closely. I knew I would have co-workers, some friends, but to be working and organizing in a mosque for the betterment of other communities, this is just awesome, and it's a great feeling to be part of it.
Ben, I have an honest question. So before this Latino Muslim unity effort that I invited you to, did you know anything about Muslims?
I knew what I knew from history books, very little. You don't cover too much. I am a history teacher, but this, the intricacies, the cultural aspects, just things about Ramadan and how to behave and why things are done, and better understanding of Muslim folks. This is an eye opener, and it's a great experience.
Yeah. Well, Ben Vasquez, again, a history teacher at Valley High School in Santa Ana. Rida Hamida, community activist and chair of the Cultural and Heritage Commission with the City of Anaheim, California. Both of them, the force behind tacos in every mosque. Thank you so much for talking to us about it. Rida, happy Ramadan.
Thank you so much.
Ben, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.